Madagay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Dolan is a pastor and worship leader at Grace Church in Port Macquarie, and Matt and his sister Naomi are the musicians on the King's Kids theme. Recently, Tony Dennison caught up with Matt and recorded this interview.
We have Matt Dolan on our program today, and I want to thank Matt for doing a great job on our theme song. And Matt, would you like to share a bit about your ministry in music?
Sure, Tony, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to help out with your music on the theme. I've been involved with music for a number of years, and my parents are musicians, and just enjoying what God's the opportunities that God's bringing to me and using me for His glory.
Not only do you have a great music ministry, but I've actually had the privilege of hearing you share a testimony at the men's breakfast.
Actually, I'm getting more opportunities to speak and to share at different places, so that's always good. I just love being available to whatever the Lord's wanting me to do, whether it's music ministry, whether it's speaking or sharing, whatever it is. I'm just so honored and privileged to be part of God's kingdom's plans and purposes. So yeah.
Well, it's very exciting because God's opening doors for us all in these last days. And, you know, we need people like you and myself to be available when God taps us on the shoulder.
That's it. That's it. It's all about that. And it's all about getting every moment of the day being aware of what it is that the Lord is putting on your heart, what He's actually wanting to say to you. I had an opportunity the other day to pray for a lady who had a problem with her hearing at the shopping centre. I was in Coffs Harbour at the time, and she just shared about her hearing, and I prayed with her. And there was another couple of Christians just sitting in a seat just along the way, and they overheard what was happening, and they came over and prayed as well. And the lady that was that had come over, she had suffered from a stroke, and she was able to share her testimony with this lady who we were praying for about how the Lord had healed her. And this lady's daughter came over, and she was excited. And in that moment, there was just a God formed a prayer meeting there and then, and His presence was touching people's lives. I love that.
You know what I call those moments? They used to be called Minty's moments. Yeah. Remember the old ads?
Yeah.
But, you know, they're God moments.
I'm
always amazed at how good God is, because He brings people to us that need our help. And, like, I've been friends with a guy for a couple of years now, and he's always favoured Buddhism.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, the other day he rang and said, look, a family member passed away, we can't play golf today. And I said, okay, I'll pray for you. And he actually sent me a text and said, Uncle, I really need you to pray for me. And it's been an opportunity, because I gave him a Bible about 6 months ago, and he asked me today for a scripture because of the loss of his dog, and then his mother got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
And then God gave me, I think it was Peter 2, verse 24, for him to, you know, to encourage him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. You get these little moments, awesome. And we've got to make the best of them.
Awesome. It's funny you should mention that. A guy that we know is a Buddhist, and there's just little things happening where it's able to share Jesus with him. And he talks about a need in his life. And Leah and I will pray about that, pray with him about that. And God's just starting to come through and gently revealing himself to this man. And we just know that God's going to do a mighty work in this man's life. So good times. Good times.
Well, yeah, they're great times, because God is on the throne. And, you know, I love it when God's plans come together, because
amen.
We always try to plan things, don't we?
We do.
And,
yes.
You know, and they never work out.
No.
You know, like, I keep telling people I wasn't always this black, but I keep getting burnt because I try to walk through doors that God doesn't open for me. You know, and that's why the nose is a bit flat too. People think it was because When God stood on me back of my head to pull me tail off, you know, with us old black fellows. Back in the way, back in the beginning of time. It's just walking through doors that God hasn't opened.
That's it. That's it. He promises to never leave us.
Well, you know, funny you say that. I've been praying a fair bit every day this week, and that's what's been coming through. God's been saying, Tony, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And one of the other things that, well, I'm not sure whether people realize that, well, God's been telling me, Tony, he says, the time's short.
Yeah.
Be ready. I'm coming back for a bride without spot or blemish. And, you know, when God says he's coming back soon, it could be one day, it could be a week, could be 2 years, it could be 10 years. But it doesn't matter what when he comes back. We need to be living lives as if he's coming back tomorrow or coming back today.
And, Tony, when you're in relationship with him, when you start to understand his character and the truth of his word, for me, how can you not live for him?
Exactly.
As that relationship becomes more and more intimate, as you see his beauty, as you see his character revealed and his nature revealed through his word, through what he does, how can you not respond to that?
We've been playing the first six episodes of my testimony, and I've been making a point to listen to them. And at the end of each one, I'm amazed at what God saved me from.
Sure. Yeah.
And even I've had people say to me this week, you know, I'm really glad God saved you.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you was a bad boy. And and what people have got to realize and understand is it doesn't matter what we do.
No.
God doesn't record our failures.
Yeah.
You know, he loves us unconditionally and forgives us unconditionally.
Come on.
And he wants a relationship with us.
That's it. That's it.
You know, and so, and I can see God using you because I've only heard you play a few times, and you know, I know God has got an awesome time ahead for you.
Thanks, Tony.
You know, I believe that in my heart that God's going to open doors for you that no man can close, and he's going to bless you beyond your wildest imaginations as long as you continue to put God first, and I know you will because you do love him. That's just straight from God, not from me. So now you've got it in black and white.
The truth.
The truth will set you free.
You're giving us some insights now, Tony. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So good. That's so good. And that's what I try and, you know, that's what I try and do in my music. I try and write songs that start to release some of that truth, you know. One of my albums, it's called Life, and one of my songs there, Help Is On The Way, it's a song that has really done very, very well all around the world, and it's crossing borders and barriers because it's talking about that there is help in Christ. So no matter what it is that you're going through, you might be listening to this, and no matter you might be traveling through Port Macquarie, no matter what you're going through, there is help and there is hope in Christ.
You've been hurt and you've been treated badly. You've been alive but you haven't really lived. Well, it's alright. Help is on the way. And all those times when you've just held on, and all those times when you couldn't let go, well, it's alright. Help is on the way. So just take his hand, don't let it go. Don't ask why and don't say no, 'cause it's alright. Help is on the way. And you've been needed, but you haven't been wanted. You've been pushed aside and made to pay, but it's alright. Help is on the way. You've been standing in the light of the sunshine, yet it feels like the pouring rain. But it's alright, help is on the way. So just take his hand, don't let go. Don't ask why and don't say no, 'cause it's alright, help is on the way. So just take his hand, don't let go. Don't ask why and don't say no, 'cause it's alright, help is on the way. Oh Lord, I will trust in you. I will reach out and take your hand. You will never leave me. Don't let it go. Don't ask why and don't say no, 'cause it's alright, help is on the way.
Help is on the way came from Matt Dolan's Life album. The interview continues with Matt encouraging us to look to Jesus.
If you haven't found him yet, I just want to encourage you to call on his name, to let him be a part of your life. He's been pursuing you, and I would just encourage you to call on him. Let him be a part of your situation in your life. He's not going to let you down.
You know what, Matt? He never gives up either.
Never gives up.
Somebody prayed for me for 14 years before God got a hold of me.
Yeah.
Got my attention.
Yeah, yeah. And parents who are praying for their loved ones, for their children who may have wandered away, like you're saying, don't give up. I was speaking with someone today who was talking about their daughter who they feel has just sort of wandered away. They've just sort of moved away from the Lord. And my encouragement to them was keep contending for them. Keep praying for them for breakthrough. Allow the Lord to just minister into their lives. The Lord is wanting to speak to those people. He's wanting to release his love to them. And the prayer is, Lord, just open their eyes to those people that you're putting in their path. Don't give up. Keep contending for them. Keep praying for them. Keep just pursuing that release and that breakthrough for them. Because as you say, God, he doesn't give up.
God never gives up.
Never,
you
ever,
know
ever.
What the hardest part is for parents, and I've been guilty of this. I get in the road of what God's trying to do. Instead of letting go and let God do it,
yeah,
I try to help God, you know, and
yeah,
and it only makes it worse. But the best thing we can do as parents is to put our trust in God.
Yeah.
Number one, trust him completely.
Yeah.
B, praise God, give him praise, and just commit him to prayer. And if we do that regularly,
yeah,
we'll sit back and be amazed at what God can do, because a lot of my family isn't saved. You know, my brothers and sisters, you know, but mum and I are the only ones saved.
Yeah.
But God made me a promise 30 years ago that all my family would get saved because of my faithfulness to him. And recently my brother passed away and, you know, he got saved right on death's door. And I said, the Lord, can you not cut it so fine next time? You know, can you just, you know, bring it about?
Mm.
It doesn't matter to me whether they get in by the skin of their teeth, you know, at the last minute, or whether they get saved now and trust God.
Yeah, yeah.
The most important thing is that they leave their heart open. You know, I don't reject people because they're Buddhist or they're Muslims or whatever else, you know, because you know what? God doesn't reject them.
No, God loves them.
He just loves them.
He just loves them. Yeah.
And we just got to open our heart and not see the religion or see what they're into. We got to see them the way God sees them. And God sees them as his little children. And he's just knocking on their heart and waiting for them to open the door and let him come in.
I heard we had recently Peter McHugh come and share with us, and he's a minister from a Stairway Church in Melbourne, and he just made a really poignant statement. He talked about what is true and what is the truth, and we see situations in our family lives or in the lives of our loved ones, in our own situations, so on and so forth. And what is true is that there might be difficulties. There might be circumstances that we feel are beyond our control. But the truth is that God is greater than that. He's bigger than that. That's the truth. So we need to just start to be aware of what's true and what is the truth. That what is true is that, hey, things look pretty difficult at the moment. I might be walking through the valley. There's things in my life that are difficult to understand. But the truth is, like we've been saying, God never leaves us. He is in pursuit of us. He's relentless in his love for us and those for the loved ones. And that's just really important, that what is true and what is the truth of our circumstances.
You're absolutely right, because, you know, one of the sermons I actually preached on this program is circumstances aren't your God.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
And a lot of people look at the circumstances, you know, like, you know what makes me real to my neighbours is I'm surrounded by neighbours that have got Buddhas everywhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as soon as they get into trouble, they come over to me to pray.
Come on.
When their family's in crisis, they come to me.
Yep.
They don't go to that fat fella sitting on the veranda. And I'm not talking about me either.
I was going to say.
You know, I sit on the veranda and pray, but I'm not the fat fella they go to, you know. But
isn't that exciting that the Lord's placed you in that environment? And he's actually using you to impact the lives of those people.
People don't realise that we live in a world, physical world, but there's a spiritual world there as well.
Yeah.
And I had a visit from somebody and they left some demonic spirits behind. And I said, Lord, next time they come, I'll make sure them demonic spirits stay at the gate or they can go and play with the Buddhas next door till they're finished. You know, and, you know, that's real. You know, it's a real thing. And,
yes, yeah.
God's reaching out. I've learned a long time ago that we can only trust God. There's nothing else.
Nothing else.
There's nothing else. I mean, without God and without God in your life and your sister's life, you wouldn't be the team that you are because God is in control of your life and you allow him to be in control. That's the difference. I know a lot of people say they know God, but they wouldn't know him if he was a black snake and bit him on the leg. They talk it up. They don't walk the walk, you know what I mean? And you've got to be transparent as a Christian because everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
You know, even my next door neighbours, the Bulldog supporters, and they know I'm a Christian. But when I get out of the car, I sing out, up the bunnies! And I even said to them the other day, I said, look, I saw a wild rabbit go into your place the other night into your veggie garden. I said, and he even knows that you Bulldogs have got no teeth. He's not even frightened of you, you know what I mean? And didn't she give it to me, you know? She revved me up, you know, and I said to her, in the dream time, I said, you fellas are not even black and you're living in the dream time. Last year, I don't know if you're, like, you wouldn't be aware of it, but last year, I was walking through the settlement city, and this old lady walked past me, and she said hello, and I said hello to her. And then I just went to the car. And because we need to be open to God speaking to us all the time, and the Lord said to me, you need to go back into the mall. And so I did.
Yeah.
And this lady hunted me down. She must have had a bit of black fella in her. She tracked me down and she said, you're the pastor on the radio.
Right.
And I said, do I know you? She said, no, but I listen to you all the time. And she said, God spoke to me. If you pray for me, he'll heal my throat cancer.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't say, well, pat her on the head because she was only short, you know, and say, okay, I'll do that when I get home.
Sure.
But see, I'm not ashamed of God. So I put my arm around her, told her, you know, put her at ease, said the black don't come off, it's okay. And I just prayed for her right there in the middle of Settlement City. And a week later, I ran into her and she said God had healed her.
Wow, come on, that's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's about being ready to meet these moments.
That's it.
You know what the problem is with the church today? They miss all these little Mindy's moments. God speaks to them. He wants them to be ready. He wants to believe what God says. If God says lay hands on the sick and they'll be healed or recover, you can bet, you know, that God will do it because you're being faithful. you know, but if you don't do it, you missed an opportunity.
What other response is there? You know what I mean? It's what we carry, Tony. What we carry and what we're able to give people transforms and changes lives. Because that's what the Lord's in the business of doing. And he's wanting us to be part of it. That's why we're here.
And it's so exciting.
It's so exciting,
yeah. Part of what God wants, you know what I mean?
So good.
Like, I've been in and off, in and out of ministry for 30 years, and I've never, ever pushed myself onto any church to go and preach. I've never done that. God's always opened doors.
Yeah.
But now, since we've been doing the radio program, everybody recognises my voice.
Sure.
You know, I got a head for radio, as my producer says often.
Yeah.
And my co-host. The thing is this, that, you know, we're always willing, we're ready and available. And, you know, if we can do that, like somebody rang me at 8 o'clock this morning. I didn't fob them off and said, you know, I need to get up and say a King James prayer with a mouthful of marbles. You know, I just prayed for them while I was laying in bed, you know, over the phone. And, and that's important, that when people come to you, you know, we're not given of ourselves, we're given what God has given us.
That's it. That's all we got.
And that's all. That's enough.
That's enough. That's more than enough. It's more than enough.
I remember a story years ago. I was on Current Affair and I was speaking on Law and Order. And this old black elder from my community, they interviewed, because, you know, what Current Affairs like, they want to interview you, but they all want to get other people to say things against you, you know, to create a debate.
Sure.
And they got this guy, and he threw an emu egg on the ground and smashed it. And he said, I pointed the bone at this fellow. He won't see him much longer. So then Current Affair broke the speed record to get to my home and tell me about it, and they wanted to film my response. And my response was so natural, because when you live for God and serve him every day, have a relationship with him, your response is always going to be natural. I said, my God's bigger than his God. I'll still be here.
That's awesome.
Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. So, and people have got to realize that we don't walk around in defeat.
No. No, you know, I've been just absolutely taken with, and I preached it last week, and it's still resonating in my heart. At the end of John 16, Jesus talks about, he says, you will have trouble in this world. It's a given. There will be trouble. But he says, take heart. I have overcome the world. That take heart is literally cheer up. Don't lose your joy. Stay courageous. Stay in that place of peace. I've overcome the world. Now, if that doesn't rattle us, then nothing will. Because what he's saying is there will be difficult circumstances, but don't lose hope. Don't lose sight of my goodness. Don't lose sight of who I am, because I've overcome my world. Trust in me, because nothing is greater than me in you.
That's right. Like, you know, God's often spoken to me about different things, and he shares a lot with me because I spend a fair bit of time in a relationship with him. And when you're in a relationship, it's just like being in a marriage.
Yep.
If you work at it with your wife, you'll have a good relationship.
Yep.
And it's the same with God. You have to have that relationship.
Yep.
You have to spend time with him, you know.
And it's beautiful as you spend time with him. The revelations that comes from his word, just being in his presence, just communing with him. You know, it's beautiful.
What people don't understand is, look, I get excited. I could be at home and praising God, then I want to dance before it.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, it's not a pretty sight, but even when I'm showering, the joy comes over
Come
me.
On.
And then I start dancing in the shower.
Come on.
And I say to people, you know, God don't look at my black, you know what, my black butt. He looks at my heart, you know. Doesn't matter whether I'm naked, because God doesn't sit in heaven and say, hey, Matt, that Tony must be praying because I can't see him. He must be naked. You know, God doesn't look at that. God looks at the heart.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I just want to quickly give a real quick plug to something that's on my heart. It's a ministry called Open Heaven, and it's just a praise and worship ministry that I've been facilitating for a few months. And if people can just check out my Facebook, I'll put the dates on there for when it will be. But it's called Open Heaven. It's just a time of intercession and worship and praise and just releasing the kingdom of God and just interceding for this the area and that sort of thing. Once again, because of that heart condition, just people having a heart for the Lord and people just responding.
And you've got to have that heart attitude. The other thing I wanted to say was if you're really struggling, just pray and bless Israel, because the Bible commands that if we bless Israel, God will bless us.
True.
And if we curse Israel, God will curse us.
Yep.
But, you know, I really enjoy praying for Israel because, you know what, if it wasn't for them, Jesus coming through the Israelite nation, we owe them a lot.
Yeah, that's it. Well, actually, the last Open Heaven was specifically focused on Israel, praying and interceding for those people. And I want to see more of it. I think we all do.
Well, Matt, it's been a pleasure having you on the program today.
It has been an absolute honour to be here. Tony, thank you.
We are the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Jesus' banner, it is over us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are the King's kids. Hallelujah. We are the King's kids. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High God. Trust Him every day.
Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.